as a nice story about one of the, a slightly different context, but one of the successors, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, who when he was older, was praying very intensely, spent so much time of the night praying that people were worried about him, that he was impacting his health. And they told him, and he said, well, you know, when a thoroughbred sees the finish line, isn't it time for him to sprint? And I know the context is different, but alhamdulillah, I think we can now see the finish line one more week. So inshallah, God will give us the stamina to sprint to a good finish here. So my theme that I have been trying to take has been the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different facets every week, trying to touch on a verse that signals that. And alhamdulillah, by my good fortune, I don't want to use a gambling metaphor in Ramadan, but I would say I've hit the jackpot tonight. Because in this juz, verse 53 of Surah Az-Zumar, this verse has actually been called by some of the companions as the verse beyond which there is no bigger mercy or relief from distress than this verse offers. And the verse is mercy inside and out, and we'll look at the verse and then talk a little bit about asbab al-nuzul, or the reasons for revelation, and God knows best about that. But the verse, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقَنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my servants who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. And so, as I said, the verse is just emanating mercy, that no matter what we have done, we do not despair that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close at hand, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however big our sins, His forgiveness is bigger and His mercy is bigger and all-encompassing. And there are three different narrations about why this verse was revealed. Some of the scholars say that it was revealed in the matter of the unbelievers, who, although they became convinced of the message of Islam, some of them said, but the Quran says that those who have associated partners with God, those who have committed the sins we have committed, those who have killed without just cause, they can never be forgiven. And we are in that group. And so what is the point of coming to Islam now? And so they say that this verse was revealed to let them know that no matter what they had done, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much bigger and more encompassing than their sins. Another narration is that this was to correct the mistaken view of some Muslims who were saying that yes, you could go to heaven, but not if you have committed some of the major sins. And so this verse was revealed to refute that claim of theirs, that no matter what the sins have been in the past, that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overshadows all of that. And that a person should never give up on themselves, because if they give up on themselves, they are actually, in fact, giving up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third narration is that this was revealed about a group of the Muslims who, after the hijrah from Mecca to Medina, they had stayed behind in Mecca, and they were oppressed and tortured by the unbelievers, and so they recanted and renounced their Islam. And thereafter, when Islam gained the upper hand, they were saying, well, how can we ever be forgiven for what we've done, renouncing our Islam because of the duress that we were under? We will never be forgiven. And so this verse was revealed in their matter. and God knows best. Umar ibn, in this particular narration, it is said that Umar ibn al-Khattab, when this verse was revealed, he said, I wrote it out with my own hand, and he sent it with a courier to Mecca to Hisham ibn al-As, or some people say to Al-Walid ibn al-Walid and Ayyash ibn Abi Rabi'a, men who were in this category. And Hisham ibn al-As, when he received this, said, I got it, I read it, I didn't understand it at first, then I realized it was talking about us. So immediately I got on my mule and I headed for Medina. And I lean to the view of the scholars who say that this verse is for all people. It's not for any just one of those three, but it is the bountiful mercy that encompasses everyone. And I want to end the discussion of this verse with a hadith that was related by a man named Thauban, who was a freed servant of the Prophet, peace be upon him, who said regarding this verse, سَمَعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that I heard the Prophet of Allah say, مَا أُحِبُّ أَنَّ لِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ, that I would not trade this verse for the world and all that it contains. Such is the mercy that is found in this verse. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to envelop all of us with that mercy, and to give us the serenity of heart to know that whatever we may have done, it is always a new day and a new beginning. And that if we give up on ourselves, we are in effect giving up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is much worse than giving up on ourselves. And God bless us all, inshallah, to finish the month well. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.